Yeah, that's essentially what it's done for us is, you know, having one standard, one system, rather than one for each of the supermarkets. You know, in the past, we had, you know, three audits. Now we have one. We had three systems, even though a lot of them were overlapping. Essentially, there were three separate systems. So a lot simpler process for us to administer on a day-to-day basis as we go about our operations. But then also, you know, there's a cost benefit in not having to have three audits.
Many growers, and yourself included, also meet other requirements under other food safety standard programs, Fresh Care, for example. Why isn't that enough to satisfy the supermarkets that there are systems in place to ensure that the safety of the product is front of mind for producers?
Yeah, well, Fresh Care is the base standard and a very good standard. You know, it's a very practical standard. It's been around for a long time. It's been continually improved and is an excellent system. And that is the base that a lot of growers use, including ourselves. And then HAARPS is on top of that. So what HAARPS does is actually just takes that to another level to meet the extra scrutiny that supermarkets require to give their customers the peace of mind that what they're buying is not only of a specific quality, but also safe.
Well, you more than anyone, I guess, would understand the dynamics and the pressures of a packing shed in the middle of a harvest season. Can you understand how some growers are pushing back against this and saying, instead of simplifying it, it's basically duplicating what they're already doing and adding another layer of cost and complexity to their production?
Yeah, I totally understand that because I guess, you know, as what's considered a direct supplier into the supermarkets, and we've been doing that for, you know, 20-odd years, yeah, we've been doing exactly what these people are experiencing now for some time. So I guess that was something that we've developed over time as those systems, you know, improved and got tighter. We came along, whereas unfortunately a lot of growers who haven't been in that system, who have just gone from Fresh Care to HAARPS, you know, that step is large. Whereas we've been able to do it in small steps over many years. Then when I say we, you know, people who are dealing direct with the supermarkets. So I certainly understand the challenges and the frustrations. And also, unfortunately, you know, the audit needs to take place when you are actually harvesting and packing. You know, for a lot of crops and mangoes, you know, specifically that we're involved in, that's a very busy time of the year. Mango season is usually only 3 or 4 weeks long for each grower. And so you're insanely busy as it is. And then to actually have an order to come in, an order due to a new standard when you're at your busiest time of the year, adds a huge amount of pressure. So I totally understand where growers are at and the, you know, the challenges they're facing.
So Gavin Skerr, as a wholesaler and a direct supplier to the supermarket chains, are you feeling that pushback from your suppliers?
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, we were ones that sort of got onto this early. We brought it to our growers' attention early last year. You know, gave them the maximum amount of time to understand what it was about. And I guess, you know, that's been one of the challenges that everyone's faced, including ourselves, is the lack of communication around HAARPS of actually what it was, and more importantly, who was actually going to be touched by it or involved in it, in that there was a lot of confusion around this direct and indirect supply and what it actually meant. And, fundamentally, if your fruit goes into a supermarket, you're considered a direct supplier, whereas, you know, a lot of growers didn't see themselves as direct suppliers. They saw the wholesaler as the one dealing with the retailer. So a lot of growers didn't realise that it actually affected them. You know, some of them were actually even harvesting before they actually realised that. So the lack of clarity around that right through has certainly exasperated the impact on a lot of growers.
And where does the blame lay there? Are wholesalers who haven't been as you say, proactive, are they entitled to wear some of it?
Well, to be honest, I don't know. You know, I think it's going to be different for different people. But I think in most cases, probably the wholesalers didn't realise, you know, what it actually meant either. And it was only because of us being part of the pilot that we, you know, we were clear on it. But I'm pretty sure that most of the wholesalers probably didn't understand themselves, you know, what it actually meant for their growers. Because, you know, it hasn't been, you know, there's certainly been a lot more communication and media attention about it, you know, since it's been implemented rather than prior to it. And, you know, I think a lot more awareness earlier on and who it affected and how would have saved a lot of the angst that, you know, growers are experiencing at the moment.
So how do you respond then, having stepped up, gone through the process, one of the first, to hear your business being characterised as doing the bidding of the major supermarkets and causing this pain to small and medium-sized family operators.
Yeah, and you know, that is something that, you know, unfortunately, they've probably taken a bit more personal than we perhaps should. We've felt that we've actually tried to help our growers through this by bringing it to their attention early. We've made our own QA people available to them, you know, free of charge and at will, as in whenever they're required to help them through this process. We organised HACCP courses for not only our growers, but we held them in regions that our growers were in, and you know, opened it to the public to attend. So I think, you know, we've done all we can to minimise the pain and help our growers through it. We've given them templates on how to do things and walked them through it. And I guess, yeah, it was rather challenging for us to be accused of just laying over and caving into the chains. We don't see it like that at all because, as I said, we've been doing this for many years, as has all other direct suppliers. So all this is doing is actually just bringing all growers up to the same level that direct suppliers have been doing for many years.
And what about the way forward now, Gavin Skerr? Are we trying to shut the gate after the horse has bolted, or is there an opportunity now for the industry to step up and provide the support that growers are clearly saying they need, or even making the case for this in the first place?
Yeah, well, I think the HAARPS concept is an excellent one, and I think most growers, once they actually get through the pain and the emotion of getting over the line, will see it the same way. I think it is a very robust system. It gives consumers confidence in our product, which is what we absolutely need. And some growers say, well, you know, I've been growing fruit for 20 years and never had a food safety issue. And that's good and well. But we need to have more than just people saying that. We need to have confidence that, we need to be able to give our consumers confidence that there is a robust system behind it, that all growers are following the same system. It doesn't matter whether they're small or big. That shouldn't matter. The system and the process should be the same, that it, you know, it is safe. And it is growing to a standard, regardless of where it came from and who it came from. So I think the model is good. There is some things in HAARPS, absolutely, that are, you know, probably unrealistic and uncommercial that need to be addressed. And my understanding is that the HAARPS group are willing to take those on notice and look at those. You know, this isn't something that's set in stone and has to stay that way. It's about getting a commercial outcome for all involved.
Gavin Skerr from Pinata Farms, thanks very much for being a part of this important conversation on where to from here with HAARPS.
No worries. Thank you, Charlie.